This is a Niche Radio podcast. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. I hope that you had an absolutely fantastic weekend and that your week is shaping up to a great start. And I am so excited because I have so much stuff to share with you today, including an exclusive one-on-one with the Color Purple actress Didi Kunal, who plays the role of Seeley. The show is opening on the 31st of Jan, so a couple of days' time. So do stay tuned for that a little bit later in the show. But without any further ado, let us kick off. So our very own homegrown honey, who is now Miss Universe, Demi Lee Nell Peters, is going to be heading back to South African soil this week. Now, Demi Lee is the first South African to bring home the Miss Universe crown since Margaret Gardner in 1978. So for 40 years, we've not had a Miss Universe. So this is a huge deal for us, and I'm really excited that Demi's going to be returning to South Africa. She's actually coming back this Wednesday, the 24th of Jan, and she's going to be doing literally a whistle-stop tour around the country, including visits to Joburg, Cape Town, and, of course, her hometown of Sedgefield. So Demi Lee is going to be promoting her Unbreakable campaign, which is an initiative that she created when she was Miss South Africa, partnering with self-defense experts to educate, empower, and to train women on how to handle situations, including various forms of assault, toxic relationships, and sexual harassment. So she's going to be doing some Unbreakable workshops in both Soweto and Cape Town during her visit here. And she's also going to revisit some victims of the Knysna fires who were beneficiaries of her fundraising efforts for disaster relief last year. So we are looking forward to seeing her. She's going to be landing at OR Tambo and Cape Town International Airports respectively. There's going to be a street parade in Sedgefield, and she's going to be at the Sun Met as well, meeting former dignitaries and former Miss South Africa title holders at Salsi's head office. So she's got a super busy week ahead of her. We are really, really excited to have you back. If you want some more information, you can visit the Miss Universe website, which is missuniverse.com, or alternatively, head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and you can get all your details there. Welcome home, Demi Lee. We look forward to seeing you. If you love wine and you love winning, which I do, both of those, in copious amounts, then you will want to win a wine course from the private hotel school. So they are regarded as one of the country's most sought-after hotel schools, and they are offering a chance to win a full-day wine course at their campus. Well, they're running one for their campus in Stellenbosch and one for their campus in Joburg. The masterclass will take place on Saturday, the 24th of March, in Rosebank in Joburg, with those attending getting the opportunity to learn all they need to know for their next wine tasting excursion. It is valued at 3,000 Rand, and the program features an introduction to wine growing and making, wine styles, storage and service, as well as a tutored wine tasting and a lesson on champagne, sparkling wine, and how to do sobrage, which is basically where you pop the top of the champagne bottle off with a very sharp sword. So the day includes a three-course food and wine pairing lunch, and at the end of it, you will receive a course manual, a wine bag with wine, four tasting glasses, and a recipe book to take home, as well as your certificate. So that looks like loads of fun. So you can enter on the Private Hotel School's webs page, which is privatehotelschool.co.za, or again, head on over to heatherhook.com for all your details. That sounds amazing. If you love all things wine and you want to learn a little bit more about it, you can definitely enter that. So head on over and check that out. So opened in cinemas nationwide last week. I love a good movie, and I'm very excited to get to watch Breathe, which is a heartwarming and highly emotional celebration of bravery and human possibility that is based on real-life events. The film features Claire Foy as well as Andrew Garfield, and it is it looks absolutely stunning. Really, it is. So it features around the adventurous and charismatic Robin Cavendish, who had his whole life ahead of him when he was paralyzed by polio whilst in Africa at the age of 28. And against all advice, Robin's wife Diana brings him home from hospital, where her devotion and witty determination transcends his disability. Together, they refuse to be imprisoned by his suffering and dazzle others with their humor, courage, and lust for life. They use their own story to inspire other people who are going through similar circumstances. It looks looks absolutely amazing. It's set in the 1950s and boasts beautiful sets and costumes and also, of course, a star-studded cast. So do check that out. That is now on screens around at Ster-Kinekor and New Metros around South Africa. I've also got a little trailer on my website as well, so you can head on over to heatherhook.com and go check out the Breathe trailer. Looks absolutely beautiful, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that one. If you are looking for something to do to celebrate Valentine's Day, then look no further. Valentine's Blues is coming to Nyrox Sculpture Park, and they're going to be hosting a stellar lineup of acoustic musicians, gourmet food traders and restaurateurs, a full bar, and some amazing desserts, of course, because who doesn't love dessert, on Saturday the 17th of February. So artists that are going to be playing include Dan Kratlansky, Dave Ferguson, Albert Frost, I mean, amazing musician himself, Laurie Levine, the Source Tones, Gunshot Blue, and the Nyrox residency artists, The Urban Village, are going to be playing as well. And then following the concert, there's going to be an outdoor film screening. And then The Urban Village are going to be releasing their first music video, Inkani, which is going to be screened just before the feature film. So this looks like loads of fun. And Nyrox Sculpture Park is absolutely beautiful. Meandering waterways, beautiful lawns. There's a sculpture collection that changes regularly. So this is definitely something to pop through and check out. So once again, the date is Saturday the 17th of February. The gates open at 10, the concert starts at 11, and tickets are 330 Rand per person or 360 at the gate, subject to availability. So do make sure you book online at nyroxarts.com, or once again, head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. If you love music and you love old records and vinyls, you'll be excited to know that the Vinyl Fair is returning to Stanley Beer Yard on the 4th of February. Sunday the 4th of Feb, so put that in your diary. It's going to take place the first Sunday of every month, and it brings together 12 of Joburg's top record dealers, offering the best in new and pre-owned rock, soul, pop, jazz, folks, blues, and world records, including many rare and collectible discs, and a range of top quality audio accessories. So if you're into vinyl and you're into the vinyl revolution and you want records, you want LPs, you want turntables, and yeah, it just looks like a fun day, and then you can grab something to eat and drink at Stanley Beer Yard. Always, always loads of fun, so make sure to diarize that. That is Sunday the 4th of February at the Stanley Beer Yard at 44 Stanley in Auckland Park. It starts at 10, it ends at 3, and there's free 2 hours of secure parking is available close by. So do check that out. Everything is on my website, heatherhook.com. Just a reminder, if you haven't got your tickets yet and you're up for a good laugh, Alan Committee is currently running with his Planet Mirth, which is on at Monte Cassino. So make sure you have your tickets for that. That is running until the 25th of Feb, and tickets are available on CompuTicket.com, because we all deserve a good laugh. So the Colour Purple is opening on the 31st of January at Joburg Theatre, and I am super, super, super excited to see this show. I chatted to Lerato, another one of the actresses, a couple of weeks ago, and this week I catch up with Didi Kunal, who plays the role of Celie, a caring and gentle girl whose resilience is miraculous, and she is a tribute to humankind. So I'm looking forward to seeing her playing in that role, should I say. Didi is 25. She is a Wits School of Arts graduate, and she has obtained a BA honors degree in dramatic arts. She's been in some television shows lately. Mamelo is one of them. And she's also performed locally in the Caucasian Talk Circle, as well as in the children's musical A Year with Frog and Toad. She also has two short films under her belt and is working on her first lead role in a feature film, and I was excited to catch up with Didi Kunal. This is quite a hard-hitting and thought-provoking musical, but also one with a very powerful message. What can people expect when they come to see The Colour Purple?
What people can expect when they see the show? People can expect an authentic story that is quite relevant to the social climate, locally and internationally. The Colour Purple is a story that shines light on the female experience, and the main characters, which is Celie, Sophia, and Shug Avery, basically speak back to women having to find their inner voices and empower themselves in a world that is very patriarchal and sometimes misogynistic. So it's an inspiring story, and it's an empowering story. And the story also is accompanied by an uplifting musical score of jazz, blues, gospel, ragtime. If anything, I think the music alone is a reason to watch the show. It's exceptional. The story, The Color Purple, was written by Alice Walker in the 1980s, and it's a Tony and Grammy award-winning show, well, the musical. It's been on Broadway just last year, and we're the first country to outside of the USA to have it, you know, to actually produce it. So it's a privilege, and we're very excited.
Tell us a bit about your character, Celie. What is she all about?
Celie is a woman of color who is based in Georgia in America, and the setting is based on the early 20th century, so that's from 1909 to the 1940s. And she represents the difficulties that women had to and still have to endure and overcome. We see her find her power and basically tap into her inner voice. We see her starting to learn how to exercise expressing her inner voice and not being ashamed.
What was the most challenging thing about your role for you?
Well, I find that it's been quite demanding, both physically, vocally, emotionally, spiritually. And I say this because it's forced me to have to confront old belief systems that I realized didn't serve me. And it's really forced me to sort of look at myself as a human being and think about how to become a better person and how to be more resilient, and how to fight forces, external forces that may make you feel like you're helpless, like patriarchy and perceived traditional gender roles. It's forced me to have to, in my daily life, challenge them.
And following on from that, also the most rewarding
is that it's expanded my skill set as an actor. I'm working with an incredibly talented and established and skilled creative team, as well as a cast. And I'm learning from them every single day, and I'm enjoying working with them. And also just being able to work on a platform such as the Joburg Theatre. I always remember going to the Joburg Theatre and seeing these huge scale productions, and I feel a lot of gratitude for being a part of one. And also just being associated with the brand of and the story of The Color Purple. It's really such an empowering story for everyone to see, but specifically women to watch. And I know that it's just going to be amazing, and I'm very happy and grateful to be given the responsibility to tell the story authentically.
What's next for you? Where can people see you next? And also, how can they get a hold of you on social media?
There's a couple of TV projects that are lined up, and I'm also creating my own content, and I'm using the internet as a tool to get my voice out as an artist, and I'm really excited about that. So that's what's coming up for me. And you can actually find my content on my YouTube channel. Just type in Didintle Khuno, that's my name, Didintle Khuno, and it'll pop up. On Twitter, I am at Didi_Khuno, and on Instagram, I am at Didintle_Khuno. So on all my social media platforms, it's literally just my name and surname.
So awesome catching up with Didi, and I'm so excited to see the show. And great news, you can too. I have got some tickets to give away, two sets of double tickets, in fact, to give away to two lucky readers to see the 8 p.m. show on Tuesday, the 6th of February. So if you want to enter, make sure you head on over to heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab, and you need to comment on the post and tell me why you'd love to see the musical. Easy as that. The competition will close on the 31st of January, and tickets will be collected from the box office at Joburg Theatre on the night of the performance, and I will email you and let you know if you have won on the 31st of January. So do make sure to enter and you can go and see this absolutely, absolutely amazing musical. Yay! Now, because it's all about giving, and I love winning stuff, and I love giving stuff away. So if you haven't entered yet, this is your last chance. The Illusionists are heading through to Monte Cassino. They're going to be on stage at the Teatro from the 14th of February to the 11th of March. And I have a set of double tickets to give away to see The Illusionists direct from Broadway. So if you are into all things magic, death-defying stunts, acts of breathtaking wonder and illusion that will leave your mind absolutely boggled, you want to make sure that you enter this competition. So head on over to heatherhook.com. Once again, click on the competitions tab and click on win tickets to see The Illusionists live in Joburg, and I could be seeing you there. More tickets to give away if you love Collective Soul and you would love to see them live in South Africa with supporting act Lifehouse. The show is taking place on the 2nd of February at the Ticket Pro Dome, and I have two sets of double tickets valued at 920 Rand per set to give away. So make sure that you enter to enjoy this once-in-a-lifetime experience. They are a multi-platinum rock band responsible for 7 number one hits, starting with the 1993's anthem hit Shine, and other hits like December, The World I Know, that led to a duet with Elton John, and a song on the hit Twilight soundtrack, and 8 acclaimed albums. This is going to be absolutely epic, so do make sure you enter. Once again, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and the competition closes on Tuesday the 30th of January, and winners will be contacted via email. You just need to let me know what your favorite Collective Soul song is. Yay, so excited. And last but not least, if you love a good comedy and you love a great laugh, then make sure that you enter to win a set of tickets to see the Kings and Queens of Comedy. That is taking place on Saturday the 10th of February at the new Sun Arena at Times Square. This is their first time there at that venue, but this is the sixth year that Kings and Queens of Comedy have been on our stage, and there are some amazing acts lined up. MC Riyad Musa, Alan Committee, Shimmy Isaacs, Safiso Nene, Melt Sebahach, and Mark Lottering, Leandra Reddy. It is set to be absolutely fantastic. So I have a set of double tickets to give away. It's valued at 400 Rand for the set. And then you need to head on over to heatherhook.com. Once again, click on the competitions tab. And you need to let me know who your favorite South African comedian of all time is. The competition closes on Friday, the 2nd of February. And the winner will be contacted via email. That is for the Kings and Queens of Comedy on Saturday, 10th of Feb at the Sun Arena at Times Square. It's going to be absolutely, absolutely epic. So loads to enter, loads to do. I hope that you've diarized all these dates. Don't worry, everything is on my website, so if you missed anything, please head over to heatherhook.com, and I have got everything up there for you to check out. I will be back with you next week, Tuesday. If you are on social media and you want to get in touch with me in the meantime, or you've got any questions, please do get in contact on social media. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook, so facebook.com/HeatherLHook, and I am on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I will be back with you guys next week. I hope that you have an absolutely spectacular week and that your day is absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to share more of what's going on in and around Joburg with you again soon. Have a super day. Lots of love. Bye.
For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.